It's continuing coverage of Hampton-Dumont Cowboys basketball with head coach Brian Neeson. Bulldogs defeat Iowa Falls Alden at 67-65 here in overtime. And, coach, you guys certainly had to battle some ups and downs in this game, right? In the second half, you guys were down, what, like 6 or 7 or something like that after a strong start. But you guys never faltered. How does it feel to pull this one out here tonight against Iowa Falls Alden?
Man, it's a lot of fun playing in close games. Obviously, it's more fun when you can win them, but, you know, like, basketball is a game of runs. You know, everybody says it, and it's so true. You know, I think we got up like 18-5, and then we knew they were going to make a run. They got a nice team. They got a lot of kids who can score the ball, and you know, we just kept answering and kept answering. And I thought for the most part we kept our composure and stayed together, and we made one more play than they did. So I'm really happy for our kids.
If you could walk me through kind of that very last stretch there, you guys had that unfortunate turnover that allowed Iowa Falls Alden to tie the game, but you decided to not call a timeout, and you just let it fly there, huh?
Yeah, I wish we made a better decision on the inbound there. That's our sideline play against pressure, which we usually do a good job of, and just kind of force one there, and then Iowa Falls hits a clutch three, of course, and then my gut said let's play it out. Just let's play. We had one timeout left. I just wanted to play it out. I didn't want them to have a chance to talk defense or strategy or set something up there. So I just wanted us to go, and we didn't get a great look. But Aiden Keene with the offensive rebound and the putback, just like last night. So really happy for him. He's a great kid, and you know, you can just see his confidence growing by the game. So just very clutch play by him.
What was crazier, tonight or last night with that pass between the legs, right?
Gosh.
I mean, just too remarkable. Like, for those two things to happen back-to-back nights, I mean, that's just crazy, isn't it?
I think Hunter coming from the 30-foot mark with 3 seconds left and saving out of bounds between his legs was crazier, but tonight was just as sweet. And, you know, tonight was it was a rivalry game. We don't always play North Butler. It was still really fun win last night, but to do it against your conference rival, I mean, that makes it a little sweeter. Just the ending, I thought, was a little crazier yesterday, but
right.
we're really happy to be on the right side of it both nights.
Yeah, and again, you guys, you stayed the course in this one, never seemed to get rattled, right? What does that say about your team's composure, especially being such the young team that you are, the fact that you guys were able to come through in a moment like this here tonight and weather the storm and ultimately have a payoff for the win?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we had some rough stretches where we didn't value the ball very good, but then we did just enough. You know, we had to I thought Trey did a pretty good job handling the rock there for most of the game. Brady, at times, you saw him bring the ball up the floor. But the hard part was sometimes we had to have him bring it up, and then once he gave it up, we wanted him to go back and post up, and that's exhausting. But obviously once we got it inside to him, good things happen. Connor Miller did a good job handling some pressure. You know, Caden Woods, Aiden Keene did a good job flying around. You know, as a group there, we did an overall solid job of taking care of the rock, I feel like. It was probably, I mean, with all things considered, probably one of our lower turnover games, if I had to guess. But, I mean, that's been what's hurt us. So we know teams are going to crank it up and make us handle pressure. We know that. We're going to keep working on that. But I'm glad our kids found a way.
So here we are, right at the start of January. You're 3-5 overall now, and you've tripled your win total from the month of December. So you guys clearly got things going in the right direction, right? Because, I mean, you look at some of those results back in December, there's probably not a lot of people that maybe would have said this team would kind of make a big run here to start January, but you guys have turned things around here, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, our attitude is, you know, we're going to show up, and we're going to work hard, and we're going to expect to win. I mean, that's not going to change. Now, is there going to be tough matchups down the road for us? Yeah. I mean, we still have a lot of young guys. A lot of these guys, this is their first varsity action. But, you know, as you've seen since the first couple weeks of the season, these guys are growing. They're getting better and better. But, I mean, that's got to be your attitude as an athlete, right? Bring it on. And, you know, whoever we get next, we go. And we play hard. We compete. We play together. And do the best we can.
You bet. And then another big one here, another conference game with Algona here on Friday night. What's got to continue to go well for you guys here?
Well, first off, I'm excited. We got a practice tomorrow. We got two practices to get ready. So, we know they got some dudes. They got Ben Helmers back, who's one of the best scorers in the state. I mean, he's an absolute load. So we're gonna have to have a plan on him. And you know, he's really really hard to guard. And they got some good athletes there. And it's gonna be another fun matchup. But hey, I'm glad we're at home. We got a nice home stretch here. So we're loving that.
You bet. Any final thoughts you'd like to share on this epic win for you guys here tonight?
Hey, just happy for our kids. Just really proud of our kids, and they found a way to win two really close games. I'm just really happy for them.
All right, that's Hampton Dumont Cal coach Brian Neeson. Thank you so much for the time, and congrats on the big win.
Thank you.